During the Battle of Siffin, initially the adversary, the enemies on the other side, they had control over the river. The army of Imam Ali were dying of thirst. Imam gave a very fiery lecture, it's in Nahjul Balagha, and the Imam says, you want to quench your thirst? First, quench the thirst of your sword with their blood, kill them and to access this water if you want. And provoke the army against them. They won, push them away. Now they have control over the river. Now Imam and his army have the upper hand. The companion says, Ya Ali, beautiful, we don't need to worry about fighting them anymore. Let them die in desert of thirst. And they deserve it, tit for tat. What goes around, comes around. You did that to us, you deserve to die. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, no, we are not like them. I am able to take revenge, but God is Afawun Qadir. God forgives while He's able to take revenge. I am the manifestation of divine beauty of forgiveness. Let them access water. And link this to Karbala. Link this to Karbala. The father of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, let them have access to water, but they did not let the son of Amirul Mu'minin access, and the grandchildren of Imam Ali alayhi salam access the river. Look at the two different attitudes. Manifestation of Shaitan, manifestation of Rahman. If you don't have the heart to forgive, it's not because what someone has done to you is so big, Sheikh. You don't know what he has done. It's because your heart is so small that cannot forgive. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rahli sadri. God, expand my heart that I can find it easy to forgive and let go of it. This is Amirul Mu'minin. This is Imam Ali alayhi salam. If there is someone that you believe that has wronged you, promise that, Ya Allah, for the sake of God and in love of Imam Ali alayhi salam, tonight I want to forgive him, or I want to forgive her, or I want to forgive them. Not only I want to forgive them, I want to completely erase it from my heart, that I have no grudges, no hate, no negativity in my heart against them, absolutely nothing at all. Not only that, I have the courage to pick up the phone and call the person, send the message and say, look, Imam Sadiq last night, please forgive me. Because there's always two sides to a story. Maybe I'm oblivious of my mistakes. Please, if I have wronged you, this is a very important night. And make a deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran says, إِن تَعَفُوا وَتَصْفَحُوا وَتَغْفِرُوا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. If only you Muslims, you have this attitude of forgiving. وَتَصْفَحُوا صَفْح, it means to page over. صَفْحَ, you know the صَفْحَ of the book, the page. وَتَصْفَحُوا, and you page over. وَتَغْفِرُوا, I explained the تَغْفِرُوا already. You have erased it completely. Not only you paged over, let's say that page from your diary, you just tore it and threw it away. Completely, this is تَغْفِرُوا. Then, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Then God is most forgiving, most merciful for you. For those who don't find it easy or they cannot forgive, Allahu Akbar, for the life of me, I don't know how some people are like this. I will never forgive him. I will never ever forgive him again. And I have heard this about two brothers, siblings, blood and flesh. How can you say this about your brother? Qat ur rahim, cutting the bond of relation, and then forget about God's forgiveness. God says you don't deserve forgiveness. I tell you that who deserves to be respected more? Whose right is more important? My right or your right? Your brother had taken your money for it. Most of our dispute, by the way, is about dunya. Rahmatullah alayhi, my father used to say, have you ever seen two people fighting over Salat al-Layl? Brother, why do you pray more than me? How come that you do more namaz al-Shab than me? There is no fight over the akhirah issues. It's all about dunya. The dunya, at the end of the day, you have to leave all of it. Now you are concerned about a portion of it. God says that somebody has violated your right, you don't forgive. My right, by the way, is much more important. You know how many of my rights you have violated? So if that's the attitude that you stand by, then I shouldn't forgive you either. Quran continues, it says, therefore, وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَسْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Don't you want to deal with God? Don't you want a deal with God? Make a deal. It's an opportunity. That's what I told you, that if you are among the lucky people that someone has wronged you, read between the lines. Tonight is the opportunity. Forgive, forget. Don't you want God to forgive you? In a night of Qadr, similar to tonight, I'm not sure whether the night of 21st or 23rd or 19th, in one of the nights of Qadr in Ramadan, Mu'mineen are sitting doing all the amal of Laylatul Qadr. The Holy Prophet of Islam walked in and he is speaking. And he said that those whose rewards with Allah may stand and leave, go on sleep, you'll be okay. You don't need to sit and cry. They looked at each other, Ya Rasulallah, who's that? Brother, do you know what the Prophet means? Those whose rewards is with Allah. Somebody said, Ya Rasulallah, may I ask you to elaborate, please? Who are you talking about? The Prophet recited this ayah in Surah Shura. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Jaza'u sayyatin sayyatun mithluha. Faman afa wa aslah fa ajruhu ala Allah. The recompense of an evil is evil. Somebody has wronged you, you have the right to retaliate, to take revenge if you so wish. However, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحْ, whoever forgave and did good even after that to the other party, فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, God has promised that already you have met your Laylatul Qadr. Already you have met your Laylatul Qadr. I am not sitting here waiting for you to finish Joshana Kabir. I'm not here waiting for you to finish the 100 rakat and the amal and all the vigil of the night of Qadr. Already you got your reward, my friend. Go home. You are among those who passed. You've got your certificate. Go home and sleep in peace. Do you see the deal? Don't you want God to forgive?